inflammation is a response to injury and is supposed to have developed evolutionarily as a defense. The problem is that inflammation takes place often when we don't need it and often in places where it's not required, and that it leads to situations like rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory conditions. The second thing is that inflammation is a dynamic process. Many things that do not happen in physiology are activated and happen in inflammation, including some inducible enzymes. We physiologically have a COX-1 enzyme that makes prostaglandins that play a role in the regulation of the mucosa, of the flow of the mucosa in the stomach. But when we get an inflammatory process, a COX-2 appears, which is brought by the inflammatory cells that come into the area and which is induced in the inflamed area. The same happens with nitric oxide synthase. We have constitutive enzymes, the endothelial and the neuronal, but if macrophages are activated, if other tissues are activated in inflammation, this third enzyme, inducible nitric oxide, appears. And this inducible nitric oxide synthase is very different from the others from a functional point of view, because it produces large quantities of nitric oxide for long periods. The other ones produce small amounts in response to receptor stimulation. This one, once activated the cell, it will produce nitric oxide for many hours. And inflammation is an environment in which nitric oxide, which is released by these cells, interacts with other molecules, including free radicals, which are a well-known component of inflammation. And if nitric oxide interacts with free radicals and with superoxide anion, produces a compound called peroxynitrite, which is a highly oxidant species, which probably plays a very significant role in the damage of tissue that occurs during inflammation. Well, as happened with the inflammatory reaction in general, is a defense mechanism gone wrong. The production of nitric oxide by macrophages probably developed evolutionarily to fight against invading microorganisms. But in an arthritic joint, you don't have invading microorganisms. Those macrophages which are releasing nitric oxide, which was supposed to have the purpose of defense against microorganisms, is damaging the tissues around the macrophage. The use of selective inhibitors of the inducible enzyme used in situations like rheumatoid arthritis will first tell us how important nitric oxide is in that type of inflammation. And secondly, whether we have a therapeutic window inhibiting the production of the large quantities of nitric oxide which are produced in chronic inflammation.